Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. I'm so happy to have you back. Welcome back. If you're a first-time listener, I thank you for offering your time to Queen Lady Honey. You will learn more about me by God revealing the woman that I am. I am a woman who has grown in discipline, wisdom, favor, all because I have made it a priority to know God and to be surrendered and to grow out of my old mentality of pride, of control. And the benefits that I've received from that is servant. And in that servanthood, I have been able to be rewarded with being a servant's heart and a servant leader. And so I don't take that lightly. I'm here to offer my voice, my communication as a sacrifice to say, God, is the head of my life, and I will just continue to steward my gifts, my treasures over to God and to lay everything back at his feet, saying, thank you for using me, and thank you for thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I'm so grateful to be a part of that process. And so for all that may be new, I love to break down my growth mindset with God and how I spend my time with the Holy Spirit. Every day is a teachable moment, and hopefully it's a reachable moment for me to be called out of ways that I'm unholy, ways that I'm unwise, and ways that I'm withholding. And so as I go before the throne room, I give God's permission to chastise me because I know that good things await me on the other side of God's chastisement. And so today we're going to talk about growth is vital, right? So with that growth mindset, you have to approach your day with a mindset that I shall grow. I shall conquer, you know, because with a mindset of that you will overcome, you don't succumb to the idea of fear, because fear is a choice. Anxiety is a choice, because everything that comes to you, it first presents itself to you. And hear me out, that when you often find yourself about to go into a panic attack, you first have a choice if you want to opt into it or you want to fade away from that feeling. And it's the language that you speak to yourself in the moment that you feel an abrupt change. It changes the trajectory of everything. It's either you're going to fall flat or stand tall. And so I've learned that we have control over our thoughts. We have control over our minds. We have control over who we give access to our lives. And so speaking of access, your growth is vital depending on who you allow to have access to your life. And so I pride myself on having a small knit circle, because it has taken a year or so to vet the people that have made it inside of my circle. So I don't even believe I have a circle yet. I believe that my pencil is trying to connect the dots to at least two people. But then now I'm connected to a church community where people reflect who I am spiritually. So I do see that that number will increase. But I'm telling you that growth is so vital that I will leave a community where people are looking to be their own God and not to serve the one true King. Right? This growth mindset to grow into a Christ follower, to grow into, you know, the woman that I need to be to reflect the image of Christ, then I cannot be around people who don't have a mindset of having their lights lit. Now, I do understand that if you're on the other side of this, that you may not, you know, have decided to accept God as your Lord and Savior, and that's your choice. Because like I told you, we all have choices. And so whatever choice you choose is the choice that you had to go in agreement with and say, I will accept whatever consequence goes with this action. And as long as you're okay with that consequence, then I'm okay with what your outcome would be. But my power play is, I'm not going to live a life beneath the standard of God, because I don't care to live a life without my King of Kings. So I'm not even going to waste my time and think that I will have enough time at the end of my life to dedicate my life to Christ, because when you play with time, you know how dangerous it is to redeem that time. God is the only redeemer of time. So I use my power to be a strategy and to steward that power in such a way to tell myself, you will have discipline with this power. You will have integrity with this power. Now, I can be influenced by any kind of spirit, the spirit of depression, which is not of God, the spirit of anger, which is not of God. Now, we all get angry, but what you do when you're angry is a consequence from that. And that repercussion says, did I sin in my anger? Did I curse someone out? Did I belittle someone? So yes, Jesus had emotions where he felt a certain thing, but because Jesus was so righteous, right, and so pure, he was always a standard. So there were points in the Bible where he got angry, but he sinned not, because the motivation behind the anger was to draw people closer to God. So what I'm saying is, don't make a bed in your emotions, right? Because if you make a bed in your emotions, how likely is it that you will have growth by the end of that day if your emotions are taking over your life? Right? You have to have a hunger and a thirst for growth to come alive in your life, in your heart and mind, because you have to become you at the end of the day by any means necessary. I love the people that are in my life, but I'm not fixated on, you know, what's happening in their lives. I'm making sure that my life is a satisfaction guarantee. That whatever season I am in, I need to have enough knowledge that is being folded into wisdom so that I can move with understanding, so that every day I conquer that day. Being able to say, I have a heart of gratitude because this was accomplished. And the only way I could do that, if I don't allow my day to rest on me, I stand up, I stand on the day. I don't let this gray cloud come over my life and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to surrender to negativity. I'm going to surrender to the no that people said I can't do this, or no, not yet. It's up to me to work around the no. It's up to me to labor in prayer. It's up to me to say, how long have I been behaving this way? And when will I be determined to break this unhealthy cycle? Whatever cycle it is, I think that what happens is that we give ourselves more time than necessary to stop the things that are destroying us. So we never get to the place of enjoying a growth mindset in our spirituality, in our physical health, in our mental health, right? and our emotional health because we settle for less. And I know how easy that is to do, because there is no one, you know, that will champion us to be our best selves every day. That's why I'm here, to encourage you once a week. Don't forget about your why. Now, for those that don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you might have accepted your religion years ago. And so you might be satisfied with, you know, giving a couple dollars to the poor, or, you know, sponsoring a sports team, or feeding the hungry maybe once a year. And that qualifies you to have this growth mindset. And that's your sign that growth is vital in your life. But I want to challenge you with this, to think that you can go beyond your current abilities. You can go beyond your current efforts, right? And how you do that is to be decided that you can and will be better. So, you know, no one in my life says that the woman that I am is not enough for them. I have people that cherish me, value me, celebrate the woman that I am, but it's not enough until I become the woman that I know that I am. It's like I have this version in my mind that I know that I know that I know that I am greater than the woman that's being presented. So if the woman that I'm presenting before you is worthy of your highest compliment, your highest praise, wait till you see what God has next for me. And the only way that I'll be prepared for what God has next for me is if I'm thoroughly equipped with being in a place of discomfort. How do I respond to that? How do I respond to denial? How do I respond to people who are responding positively to me, and then maybe like a month later, they're responding negatively to me? How do I respond when it takes me, you know, 60 days to make an impression on a person when it was take me in last season 2 weeks? Will I labor in love? This is how I know that what I'm doing for God is something that I believe in wholeheartedly, because I will put the time in. I am working on my 10,000 hours to get this self-mastery to work itself out so that I can remain in high spirits no matter the season. No matter the weapon that forms against me, I know that I shall prosper. How do I do that? By building up a mental fortitude. This is why growth is vital, because you can go to therapy, you could get in the next relationship, you could buy a home, you could do all those things. But I'm trying to tell you, underneath it all is an insecure inner child that is crying out for us to be better than we were on yesterday. Why? Because that person has laid dormant for years, awaiting their turn to speak, waiting for their turn to be represented. Why? Because they know that others have a groaning in their soul, in their spirit, for that authenticity to come forth. So I'm not looking to be looked at. The goal of mine is to be right where I need to be, to pull down the armor that I need in the season that I'm in, so someone else can rest in my growth and me not even feel the weight. Because whenever I start complaining about so many people coming to pull on me for hugs, for love, it's like, why do I have this mental fatigue? Because either I have dropped my practices, I'm not laboring in the word that I in a timely manner that I need for it to be substantial feasting? Or I have forgotten my why. So when I come into a place and I have little kids coming toward me and they're smiling, I have to flash a smile. Better yet, I get to flash a smile because for 60 to 90 days, these students have seen Queen Lady Honey present a presence that says, I'm ready to love you. I am here for you. Despite my present suffering, I want you to know that I am a familiar place. I am the safe place, still waiting for you. I was waiting for your return over the weekend. Right? That means a lot to me because I know there are homes where there's no mother in the home. There is no caregiver in the home. There is no person in their lives that may provide an essence of warmth. And some of the things that I possess is because I've labored with God and I have these things on me readily available. So people could just come and hunger and thirst for their king and find a resting area here until that seed is activated inside of them and they are able to cultivate a prayer life. They're able to cultivate a cry out inside of their spirit and their spirit will go from a groaning to an appetite being fed. And it all starts with that hello. It all starts with that discipline. It all starts with the practice that I am somebody. I am powerful beyond measure. I will not fear my light because when I was walking in darkness, I did not fear darkness. I did not fear destruction. I did not fear misery. So I would not come on the light side being afraid of an identity that I know that I'm greater than. So when I talk to people and I see people stuck in limbo with the mentality like, I can't make it to the other side, honey. I get that you want me to make it to the other side, but I can't. Listen, I refuse to lose. Failure in my life is learning opportunities. It's something I had to experience. If I get it wrong in a relationship with my speech, with my body language, with my demeanor, excuse me. If I have to drop to my knees and bow, I have to show signs of humility because my pride has gotten in the way of me honoring you. I'm not even worth me sabotaging this growth mindset because I've been laboring too long not to reap the harvest of discipline, not to reap the harvest of self-control, to not receive the harvest of dedication. I don't know a leader that's greater than I am, other than a leader that is submitted to God, the great I am, who's willing to be sold out to Christ and has done that for years. They are my positive influence. I'm not influenced by someone that is quick to grab a hold of an excuse. I'm not influenced by someone that's easily angered. I'm influenced by the overcomers. I'm influenced by a woman who is so powerful that she can come around hateful, spiteful, bitter, angry women and soften their hearts. I'm influenced by women with self-control. I'm influenced by classy women, sophisticated women, because I am that woman. I strive to be that woman as a daily practice, because it matters to me that a princess has a queen to lean on for such a time as this. So if you are a person that is emotionally fatigued, I need you to get your rest. I need you to find a book to read that will pour into you, preferably the word. But I do understand that we all have a journey. We all are not there yet with Christ Jesus. But please journal. Because the worst thing you could do is be telling a story that you've already told 10 years ago. I don't want to be a person that only has one highlight on my reel. I shall live a life in the lights. That every day that I wake up, someone can say, I like that about you. It's not just the big wins. It's the everyday wins. It's me. It's about me winning the day. So I encourage you all to win the day. And I'm going to ask you a question. What is your power play for this next week? When you have the mindset that growth is vital. So if you ever thought that you wanted to be in a relationship with me, I'm going to challenge you to say, I need you to be disciplined in your sex life. I need you to be disciplined in your speech. I need you to be disciplined in your emotions. Stop reacting to everything. Stop overreacting. Stop acting like life is so new to you that you don't know that you're causing a disturbance in your home, in your community, when you respond in the same way. You don't need to take a phone call and have someone de-escalate you. You are the person that escalated you. You should have a strategy for that anger. So you need to sit down and figure out what is your power play. Because the sooner that you have it figured out, the sooner that you can say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And when you can speak like that, guys, no weapon will prosper. You will be speaking to the one third of the angels, Satan, the accuser of brethren, and you will say, I see you. I see your wicked agenda, but I'm going to go ahead and silence the noise in my mind, and I'm going to cast you down because I'm not going to miss my moment of elevation. Instead, I'm going to rise to the moment of sophistication by knowing that I need to grow in this moment, because if I and when I grow, I pull my mother out of the lost. I pull my father out of the lost. I pull my siblings out of the lost. And guess what? I take them to a place that is better than the place where I found them. So you are either making people's lives better or worse. You choose. Again, I'm Queen Lady Honey. I am honored to be God's daughter. And in closing, I like to freestyle. Father God, I am here to serve. I am ready to love. I am ready to pour. I am ready to provide the woman who you have carved a level of insight into so that I can respect men and I can love women right where they are. Thank you for filling my war wounds with strategy so that I can be a person that shows that above it all, you are my superstar, and I'm just one star in the sky that's willing to give you the stage. And I want to give you a round of applause, my majesty, for being greater than I am. And again, y'all, I am Queen Lady Honey asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.